Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Health Services Director, Jotham Arbor. All right, besides being the director for Guthrie County Public Health, you also work as Audubon County Health and Cass County Health as well. How does that kind of work out doing all three counties?
Yeah, so, and honestly, actually, to kind of give you a full scope of this, for many years, going on close to 30 years now in some places, we have covered environmental health services for Audubon, Guthrie, Cass, and Adair. So we cover those for environmental health. And then in 2017, Guthrie County Home Health started providing home health services for Cass County, and that's through their Board of Health agreement. And then in 2020, we did the same thing for Audubon County, and then we ended up providing all of their health services. So we're in multiple places, but it's not like it's something that's new. We've been doing it for a long time. And a lot of people, when we talk about that, they ask, well, does that mean that Guthrie County is losing out on services? And, you know, I'm afraid that you're stretched too thin. But what we do is, in that partnering, in that regionalization approach that we use, we're able to provide more services. And you might say, well, how is that possible? Well, so each of those counties pays for those services. In Audubon County, they provide $250,000 to Guthrie County to provide the services. And we hire on a nurse and health aides, nurses and health aides in Audubon County, specifically for Audubon County. So those nurses and health aides in Audubon County are taking care of Audubon County people. They live in Audubon County. And then we provide administrative oversight. I provide a disease oversight, and we've been providing environmental health there for, you know, since the late 80s going forward. And so the same thing is said about Cass County. We have staff that are in Cass County that provide those services, and then they pay us for those services. I think that as we move forward, and as we look to find efficiency in health systems, especially at the county level, we want to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to bring in revenues to offset taxes so that we don't end up taxing and taxing and taxing Guthrie County residents for services that are delivered in Audubon. We don't do that. Audubon pays for those services, and then those are rendered in Audubon County. I think that you're going to find more and more things that have to regionalize as our populations are a little bit smaller. The regionalization approach allows us to offset some of the declines that we've seen in Medicaid and Medicare over the last 5 years, and it allows us to have a larger staff. A really good example of this is we were just able to hire on a mental health therapist. So Audubon County agreed to pay for part of that salary, and the Guthrie County is also paying for part of that salary through some grants that we were able to receive. And together, those grants allowed us to hire that full-time person. She's going to be able to start providing those mental health resources and services without having that regional approach. We wouldn't have been able to do that. Now, her time is billed when she's in Audubon for Audubon, and her time for Guthrie is billed when she's in Guthrie. I think that, to say that we would have as big a staff if we didn't have as many counties that we served, obviously we wouldn't. We'd have a smaller staff, and I think that in the COVID era in 2020 and 2021, because we were aligned with other counties and we worked very closely with them to provide those services, we were able to go and do vaccination clinics in multiple locations and have 6 to 8 nurses that were coming with us to do those things. If you came to any of our clinics, you would have seen some of our nurses, and we were able to partner. If we were not aligned, we wouldn't have had as big a staff, and that would have made it very challenging. Because as we know, emergencies happen in different locations at different times. And so we're able to leverage that larger staff and larger capacity to actually provide more services, you know, and maybe we can't provide them all the time, every single day at that large capacity, but we provide services every single day to every single county. We just have to position ourselves well for going forward. And that's how we do that. And I think that it's working really well. And I think that most people that have access to our services would agree that we provide quality services no matter where we are. There are some services that we would like to increase. We definitely believe that in Guthrie County and in Audubon County and even down at Cass County, providing more services is what we are missioned to do. You know, I love Guthrie County. I've been here for almost 10 years, so I would never put Guthrie County in a position where other counties were accessing services from Guthrie County and not paying for it and not doing their fair share. I think that it's a mutually beneficial arrangement across the board, especially when we're looking at, you know, revenue cuts from taxing cuts and grants that, you know, are going away, and Medicaid and Medicare that are looking to find cuts. When we consolidate some of those services, we're able to actually offer a more efficient service to people. And we'll see more and more of that as we go forward.
Okay. So then just kind of to recap on that, your office provides more of an administrative role to the other counties, and they have their own staff in those counties.
No, so those staff in their counties are employed by us, but they are positioned in those counties. So the nurses and health aides that we hire in Audubon County are in Audubon County, and they serve Audubon County people. The nurses and staff that we hire for Guthrie County are in Guthrie County, and they service Guthrie County people. We may go back and forth sometimes between counties when there's a need to have, you know, extra backup or whatnot. But for the most part, we position ourselves with employees that are in those counties so that we don't drop any services in the counties that we're at, so that they're paying for what they get.
So then, I guess to rework what I was saying, everyone is under the same company, but the counties pay for what they need. Nothing is going out of one county into another, except for just kind of that administrative role as an oversight to make sure everyone's doing what they need to then.
Correct. Yep. So we make sure that we have compliance and that quality assurance and that overall administrative piece for all of the counties. That just comes out of myself and my administrative team. But then, yes, they pay for the services that they have and the staff that they have in those counties.
So how have things gone with the community health needs assessment?
Yeah, so thank you for asking about that. That's the big thing that we're working on right now. We've been working on it since December. We are now at the point that we've collected a ton of surveys from our county, and we're going to be getting out and bringing some information to folks. Over the next week, we'll be putting out community health needs assessment flyers that indicate what dates and times we'll be in different cities talking about what we have found and asking people to attend those meetings. They'll be available on site, so we'll be in Guthrie Center, we'll be in Stewart, we'll be in Panora, we'll be in Casey. We'll come out and we'll bring that data, and then we'll ask people where they feel like we should be headed. What are the priorities that we should be focusing on? But people can also access each of those meetings via our teams. There will be a link on our website and on our Facebook. That'll be out at the end of this week. So you go click on that link, you can jump in, you can listen to what's going on, provide us feedback, or you can come to one of our on-site locations where we'll talk about what we've found as far as health needs and get people's feedback so we can develop that health improvement plan that will help guide us and all healthcare providers in Guthrie for the next 3 years as to what priorities we should be working on and where we should be allocating funds to increase the health of the overall county.
All right. Thank you very much, Jotham.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.